This is John Ching here with the National Proficiency Award winner in Goat Production, Entrepreneurship Placement, Chase Hummel, hailing from the Tri Point FFA chapter in Illinois. Chase, this is a huge honor to win. Can you tell me a little bit about your goat production operation?
Well, we raise show livestock for 4-H and FFA families across the country. We've got upwards of 500 head, and it's really just incredible that what we've been able to do with reproductive technologies like embryo transfer, and I'm proud to be part of that operation.
So what are some of your favorite aspects of your goat production operation?
Well, I think my two main aspects are getting to meet people in the livestock industry. They're good people, and I really enjoy being a part of that community. And the other part that I really enjoy is the aspect of reproductive sciences, like embryo transfer, AI work. And when I get older, I'd like to become a repro vet.
How do you implement those skills that you need to learn with embryonic transfer in your operation?
Well, we have a ET process that occurs all on-site. We anesthetize the animals. We have a veterinarian who we call out specifically who does on-site procedures. I've been lucky enough to be his veterinary assistant in the process itself, and it's been really an honor because he's an incredible man, I think.
What does it mean to you to represent your home chapter and the great state of Illinois at the National Convention with this award?
It means the world. It's hard to describe the feeling when they said my name and I got to step up there in front of everybody. I'm very proud to bring another award to the Tri Point FFA chapter, and I'm really just fortunate to have the advisors that I do who've helped get me this far.
So obviously you've worked very hard on your project. What were some of the challenges that you faced along the way?
Well, I mean, the biggest progress I think I've made in my project is just getting a good work ethic. I know that sounds a little minor, but when I started, I didn't have this drive to work. It was just this chore I had to do. But by the end of my project, I'm glad to get out there to the barn. I'm glad to feed the livestock. Even the basic chores that are just daily operations, I'm glad to be a part of that and a part of this whole thing. It means something special to me now.
So obviously, you're very passionate about agriculture and you're passionate about FFA. So this year is the 90th year of the Blue Corduroy Jacket. So what does your blue jacket mean to you?
It's a lot of tradition. I'm very proud to wear this jacket that my parents, they both came up through the FFA, and they learned a lot about livestock judging and the industries that they're now in thanks to FFA, and it's got a lot of importance to my family. So I'm pretty proud to be the next generation representing the FFA.
How did your FFA journey begin?
Well, my whole family has been part of FFA, all my siblings, my parents, my cousins even, and the Tri Point FFA chapter is just a really good, it's a small chapter, but it's a good one. So I was pretty proud to get right into it my freshman year. I was lucky enough to be the freshman Green Hand president. And ever since, I've just really enjoyed being a part of this club.
What has been one of your favorite memories while working on your goat production project?
I'd say the flush days, where everybody gets together. It's a hard work, and it's a lot of work. You start at 7 in the morning, and you're lucky if you're done by 5 in the afternoon, and it's a nonstop process. But just getting everybody on the farm together to just be under the same barn working, and then at the end of the day, we all go back to the house for dinner. Just kind of that sense of togetherness after a hard day's work. I really enjoy that.
And to wrap this interview up, what's the craziest story that you have while working on your project?
Probably our wildest story would be the time that we had to do an on-site emergency kidney stone removal. That was a little hectic, but I'd say it turned out well. The animal made it, thankfully. But a little jarring in the moment, I'll admit.
From the Tri Point FFA chapter in Illinois, that was the National Proficiency Award winner in Goat Production, Entrepreneurship, and Placement, Chase Hummel. For National FFA, I'm John Ching.